Mnemonics improve memory by making use of existing information in LTM. Thus, they involve the use of elaborative rehearsal to enhance the manner in which new information is strategically organised in LTM. Despite many mnemonic techniques requiring an additional volume of information to be stored in LTM, it's the superior storage process that aids and enhances the retrieval process. And there's three mnemonics you need to know in the Unit 3 course. Acronyms form pronounceable words or abbreviations from the first letters of a combination of words, with the letters acting as a retrieval cue to an idea that you need to remember. So, for instance, cows for a response to a medical emergency. The C stands for Can You Hear Me? O stands for Open Your Eyes. W, What's Your Name? S, Squeeze My Hand. Acrostics take the first letter of a series of words or sentences that you're trying to remember, and those letters form a new word or phrase acting as a cue to an idea that you need to remember. And the one that all the textbooks tend to use is Every Good Boy Deserves Fruit, which is an acrostic to help you remember the order of the G clef notes on sheet music, E, G, B, D, F. Narrative chaining involves linking words to be remembered as keywords to one another, that is, chaining them into a meaningful or a bizarre story. So let's say we want to remember the following eight words: break, cake, fast, light, look, mouse, spine, stack. What you do is you form a story, and I've had students do this type of task in class, and they'll remember it years down the track when I bump into them. So from those eight words, here's a story. There was a break in the storm, and the light came back on. A mouse came out of its hold to take a look at the cake she was eating. Its spine tingled, so it ran away fast to the hay stack.